Every time we begin to learn Torah and Lekutei Halachos, it means entering into a whole world, a world of ideas and eitzes and tefillas. The world that we're entering into now begins in Lekutei Maran, Tinyana, Chav Gimel, and Chav Dalet. And the sugya that we're going to be Isaac in, the sugya that we're going to be learning, is about Simcha, it's about Kedushas HaBris, it's about the Zivig, husband and wife, it's about Purim. Chav Gimel and Lekutei Maran, before we could go into Lekutei Halachos, of course we have to see the piece in Lekutei Maran that Rabbi Nosson is speaking about. And the Torah that we're going to learn in Lekutei Halachos, and Halachos in the beginning of Evan Ezra, and in Pirei Rivia, and Halachos of Pur Ravu, the Shorish is in Lekutei Maran, Tinyana, Chav Gimel, Ve'inyin HaSimcha. You have it in front of you? Binyin HaSimcha. Binyin HaSimcha Al Pi Moshe. Shalafamim Kshebnei Adam Smeichim Umarakdim. Sometimes when people are happy and they're dancing, they grab a guy from outside. There are always people that, when there's a rikud, they stand on the outside. Not because they're old or tired. There are people who stand on the outside. They're watching, maybe admiring, or talking, but they're not dancing. They're not part of the rikud. So what happens to those Jews on the outside of the dance circle is that invariably there'll be those who come from the dance to try to grab the guys that are not dancing and to pull them in. As a choit from Ishachem Yibachutz, Shu Ba'atzvus Samar Shchayra, there's a guy outside the circle, outside the dance, who's Ba'atzvus Samar Shchayra. Thanks, Lord. Who's sad, who's Mar Shchayra depressed. Umachnisim Oysa Balkarcha Latoich Machol Hamarakdim. And they try to force this person who's sad or shchayrut to pull him against his will. And you know, you've seen this, that some of these guys, they fight very, very hard not to be pulled in. And as strange as it sounds, they forced this person who on his own couldn't be in the circle. He was said, he had no cheshik, and they force him and bring him into the circle against his will. She has sameach imam, that he rejoices with them against his will, which to us sounds like it's a stira mina yubay. How could you force somebody to be bezimcha? But the Rebbe says that kein yesh b'inyin asimcha. But we see there is such a thing, that somehow there is such a thing by simcha. To grab a guy that's outside the simcha and to force him into the simcha. Ki kesha adam sameach. Because when a person is besimcha, azay hamar shchayra v'yisurim nistalkim hatzad. Now he's talking about the person himself. Each one of us. There are two parts to us. There's the person himself, me and you. And then there's the part of us that has been damaged by this world. And as a result of that, feels sad and depressed and left out. So the Rebbe is saying, Kisha Adam Sameach, when a person is besimcha, then what happens is that for that time that he's lost in the simcha, that he's in the simcha, the part of him that is depressed, that is sad, the Rebbe says that part of him of marishchayra and yisurim, depression and suffering, all the terrible memories, all the experiences, all of the anger and everything, is nistalkim and outside. Stands on the outside. The person disengages from the angry, bitter self, throws himself, who he really is, into the dance, and that part of him that is depressed, angry, and bitter, watches on the side. Stands on the side. Nobody says things like this except Rabbi Nachman. Stands on the side. That part of him stands on the side. There's usually, you know, with the arms folded, or talking to somebody. So there's an avoda. Of this separation, that you and I are able sometimes by a simcha for a friend that we love, family, by a yontiv, by achnasas sefer Torah, there are times that we're able to disengage and to just leave that bad stuff outside and to enjoy, to be fully, completely Tevil and the Simcha. Because once we disengage from that angry, bitter part of us, we have a good time. Things are great. That's a choshev thing, to be able to do that. To be able to disengage in that way. But Rebbe says, Ava Maili Yaseir, but there's something greater than that. There's something greater. And the whole Nakuda Lachas we're going to be learning is on this Nakuda. There's something greater. Avamayli Yisera Lis Amets Lirdaif Acha Marishchara Davka. There's a Maili Yisera, there's a Haya Madrega. To grab the part of yourself that's outside the dance. To grab the angry, depressed part of you that's standing outside the Simcha, that's not able to be part of the Simcha, that you yourself initially had to separate from in order to be able to be in the Simcha. But now you turn around and you see that part of yourself. And what you do is, L'samitz l'udav acha marash charadavka, you chase after the marash charadavka. You davka go after the marash charadavka, that depressed self, part of you. Lahachnis oisa gam kein b'secha simcha. You don't leave a part of yourself outside the simcha. You go and you grab that part of yourself and you schlep it into the simcha. Lahachnis oisa gam kein b'secha simcha. Now when you do that, we're going to talk a lot about that, when you do that, it's ba'ifin shamar shchayra ba'atzmat is hapach l'simcha. What you are able to do is that you're able not to remain in that split state of the happy you and the sad you. And the only way that you could be happy is to forget the misery, the bitterness. Some people do that by drinking and drugs. There are a lot of ways to forget that. There are a lot of ways to get this sad part of yourself, to stand somewhere else. But there's a much bigger thing than that. And the Rebbe says the much bigger thing is to be able afterwards to turn around in the middle of your dance and to look at that part of you that's never been able to be part of the dance and to get him into the circle. And when you do that, the Rebbe says, L'hach l'zay se'gam kem b'sech ha'simcha, b'oifin sh'amar ish'chor ba'atzmet ishapech l'simcha. So now the marishchor itself, the part of you that's depressed, that's never ever been able to participate in any of your simchas, all of a sudden is dancing. The sapachle simcha. Shehapach hamar shchayre v'chol ha'yisurin l'simcha. Hamar shchayre, and all of the suffering and all the terrible memories and feelings are brought into the dance. Kederach habo l'toich ha'simcha, as it happens when you join the simcha, she'oz migodl ha'simcha v'achedva, that because of the tremendous joy, mahapach kol ha'daigis v'ha'atzus marashchayru shaloi l'simcha. It's not just about getting drunk and forgetting. You're able to transform. You're able to transform all of the daigis and all of the atzus, all of your worries and all of your sadness, and mashchayrus and depressions, l'simcha. Nimsa. The Rebbe says, "Nimtzah shechaytef amar shcheru machnes oisah bal karach l'toich ha'simcha." That you grab the mar shcheru, the depression, and you force that darker side of yourself to join the simcha. K'moshel hana, as the marshal that we see in any shul or any place where there's a simcha, and you grab the one who doesn't want. Except then it looks like it's another person; it's not you. But the person who stands on the side, and you know, they start, they fight, right? You know, they push. I had once in the shul, on a Simchas Torah, that I went to pull a guy in. It was a very edel guy. And he has derech eretz for any other Jew, and certainly has derech eretz for the rav of the shul. He gave me such a whack, I almost fell on the floor. Ad kedekach, he would never ever do that. I mean, he apologized a lot afterwards. It was a very strange thing, so, okay. I just, you know, I was pulling him into such a thing he gave me. It's an interesting reaction, but it's not uncommon. But it's one thing to notice it in somebody else. It's another thing, of course, as always, to notice it in yourself, the angry part that refuses to dance, the bad memories that don't go away. They just stand on the side and they can't be part of your simchas. So they always stand on the outside of you, on the periphery of your life, reminding you how this is not a real simcha. Because a divided self is not a self, right? So the key is to schlep that part of you into the simcha, the mashchar. Zeb b'chines. And Ibn Achman says that this we could see in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Sosn v'simcha yasigu, v'nosu yogain v'anoch. Sosn and simcha, joy, gladness, happiness, yasigu, to pursue, to catch up with. V'nosu yogain v'anoch, when you have a simcha, then v'nosu yogain v'anoch, then all sadness and all krechsing goes away. So Rabbeinu explains, Shahayogoin va'anocha borachim v'nosim nasimcha. The nature of yogoin and anocha, of misery and sadness, is v'nosim. They run away from the simcha. Whenever it's sosn v'simcha yasigu, whenever there's a you reach a state of sosn simcha, then what happens is v'nosim yogoin v'anocha. The sadness runs away, doesn't want to be part of it. V'nos yogim anoch, runs away. Borachim v'nos v'na simcha. Ki beis ha simcha derech ha yogim anoch lamad v'na tzad kena. Because at a time of joy, it's the way of the one who is sad, or that part of you, to go away, to run away. V'nos yogim anoch. The Rebbe says, you can't leave a part of yourself outside the simcha. You have to chase after it. Ulahasigam ulahagiyam. To reach ulahagiyam and to get to them, to the yogin v'anocha, lahachnis oisam davke l'toich ha-simcha kanal. And to schlep them into the simcha kanal, as we learned. Yasigu means to catch up with. That the sosn and the simcha should be able to catch up with, to run after, to go chase. V'yit besu es ha-yogin v'anocha, and grab the yogin v'anocha, the sadness. Shehim nosim uborach min ha-simcha. Because they're trying to run away from the simcha. They're trying to escape. The yogin v'anocha, all the bad stuff, the sadness, the depression, all the memories, whatever that is, they're trying to run away from the simcha. Sosn v'simcha have to go after the yogin v'anocha. Because the yogin v'anocha are trying to get out of the dance, not to be part of the dance. Sosn v'simcha yasigu. Lahachnis oisam bal korchem l'toich ha-simcha kena. Ki yesh yogon v'anocha shahim ha-sitra achra. Because there is that part of us of sadness, of depression, which is the sitra achra, which is the other side. Shenim reitzim lios me'kover l'kdusha, that refuse, that do not want to be apart, that do not want to participate in the person becoming holier and better, that do not want to give in to be part of the simcha of our getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alken hem borachim min ha-simcha. Therefore they run away from the simcha. But we can't let them get out. We can't let them escape. So we have to force the Yogur Vanocha to be brought into the Simcha, into the dance. And before we continue with Chavdalit, obviously, there's a very, very remarkable thing that's taking place right now in what we're learning. And we need to understand, how do you do such a thing? What does that mean? On the simplest, most basic level, this Torah is talking in a very, very clear way about the unique quality of the Yontif of Purim, where there is no Yontif like that. When it says in the Megillah V'Achodesh, Asher Nebach Lahem Miyogin L'Simcha U'Me'evil Yontif, right? The entire month of Adar was a month that was Mesugal, that looked like it was going to be, or it was, Yogin V'Anach, total Marish Chayrim. every single Jew was going to be killed. And therefore, Sakvei Vilbash, all of the Jews were mourning. Everybody was crying because the end was inevitable. So, in the month of Adar, something happened back then in Shushan. Something happened, which is the Isis of Sosin. Something happened in Shushan where there was a matzav of Yogoin Va'anocha, of Marishchayra. There was a metzias of Am Yisrael that could not dance, that was completely paralyzed and was going to die. There was no hope. And then something happened. So the Sfarim say that the word Adarabba means Adar, Adarba, Adarabba. Achaydesh Hashaneh Apachna, Vanaha Freichu. It's not just the pshat that the gzeira didn't take place. On a deeper level, that month which was destined for destruction, for complete and total despair, became the month, was transformed, was brought into the dance, and became the month of the greatest simcha of Purim. The greatest simcha. You know, that every month corresponds to a shevet. There are different mahalchim in this, with the Arizal and the Zohar and the Yetzirah, Sef Yetzirah. The month of Adar is Binyamin, Yeshevet Binyamin. Now, when Binyamin was born, you remember what Rachel Imenu called him? What did Rachel Imenu call him when he was born? Ben-Oni. That's not a good thing. That's Yogan Vanoch. She died, Shas Mais. And this would be the son of misery and affliction. Ben Oini. Yaakov Avinu made of an Ahafaychu, he made this Purimdik. And he changed Ben Oini into Binyamin. He changed Ben Oini into Binyamin. Binyamin, which is the name of Yedidus, of Ahava. Ben Yamin, which is the Midas Acheset, the Midas Ahava. So from Ben Oini became Binyamin. That means the Mohus of the month, the very nature of the month of Adar, is that the Marish Chayra, the depression, doesn't just go away. Because by the dance, there is a madrega where the depression goes away. Right? It's mistalik minatzad. When the bad stuff, the anger, the depression, when the Malach HaMavos goes and stands on the side, watching everybody else dance. That's if the gezeira would just go away. Leave me alone. Get out of here. But that's not what happened in Adar. In the month of Adar, the Malach HaMavos was brought into the Rikud. The Marish Chayra was brought into the Rikud. Ben Oini becomes Binyamin. And that's where the whole Yeshua of Purim is through Mordechai Ish Yemini. And the whole Yontiv is a Yontiv of Sosn V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nosu Yogan V'Anoch. That the koach of Mordechai HaYehudi, of the Ish Yemini, was to grab hold of the Yogan Vanoch, of the Marish Chayra, of the Gzeres Misa, and to transform it into the most joyous dance, which is the Yontif of Purim. Chaydesh Hashaneapach lehem Yogan l'simchim ha'evel Yontif. V'na ha'faychu. Asha yishlutu ayyudim heima b'sayneihim, the Sinai is standing outside the dance. Asha yishlutu ayyudim heima b'sayneihim. Because the Sinai is not Haman. Haman's on the outside. Haman's Amalek. There's the Haman inside of us that doesn't allow us to be happy. That even when we have some happiness, the happiness is never complete. Because there's that part of us that stands at the outside of the circle. And the Inyan of Purim is to bring it into the circle. So we see that the days of Purim were established as days of Mishta v'Simcha. In such a way of Ad L'Yoda ben Ar Hamlo Baruch Mordechai. We can't make a distinction between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai, between cursed as Haman and benched as Mordechai. That means that in a very, very mysterious way, all of the Ar Haman in our lives are brought into the dance of Baruch Mordechai. You understand? Because everybody has in his life Ar Haman. Bad memories, sadness, v'chulu v'chulu. One level of avoda, Rabbi Nachman said, the first level of avoda is to push away the Ar Haman. It's mistalkman hatzad. I don't go there. I don't think about it. It's bad stuff. Some people can't do that psychologically, so they have to induce such a state. People use drugs, alcohol. Gam habris. To forget. There was an old song we used to listen to when we were just starting, when we were in high school. There was a singer, Billy Joel. I don't know if he's still around or he does that. Yeah? I think his father might be Jewish. He's not Jewish, but his father might have been Jewish. But he became very popular. Went to see him with some guys in Queens College for $1.50. There were around 50 people, 60 people that were watching. It was a chiddush, though. He was good. So the song that he began with was called Piano Man. So it's been a long time since I heard the lyrics, but you could forget Tosfos in 5 minutes, but unfortunately you don't forget every Irish guy that you hear. That's just how life is. So of course it's about a guy that's trying to make a couple of bucks sitting, playing the piano in a bar. And they're sharing a drink that's called loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. But the tachlis of that was to forget about life for a while. For those of you who remember the song, the whole tachlis of that inyan of the bar is to forget about life for a while. To forget about life for a while. There's a madrega where a person feels that he has no choice. And the only way that he could forget about life, because he identifies life with sadness and suffering, that in order to forget about life for a while, he doesn't know how to do that in his mind. So he's got to take stuff. All addictions, of course, are a way of doing that. Except if you're addicted to svarim, that's not. But all other addictions are a way of doing that. Pornography is from the most damaging, destructive. To send that part of you to forget about life for a while. Because that's the only way that you could somehow feel that you're alive. Is to forget about life for a while. That's of course not the tachlis. The tachlis is to be healed. And simcha heals. And the key is how to bring everything into the simcha. How to take that part of yourself that's lying in its vomit someplace on the street, or sitting at 3 o'clock in the morning watching something disgusting on the computer, how to be able to take that part of yourself and to bring him into the simcha. That's the key. That's the key. How do you take the Arah Haman and bring the Arah Haman into the Baruch Mordechai? Therefore, you see an interesting thing. When it says in the Pasuk in the Megillah, the Rabbi may Ameh Ha'aretz Mesiyahadim, that many, many of the Ameh Ha'aretz were converting, they were becoming Jews. Kinof al Pachad, the Yudim Alayim. There was this whole thing that was going on. Chol Medinas HaMelech HaChashverish. Rabbi may Ameh Ha'aretz Mesiyahadim. On a deeper level, it means that there's that part of myself that wasn't able to be Jewish, standing on the side. I'm able to convert that part of myself back into a Jew. Of course, on a simple level, it means that Jews who are normally, they don't feel any shaychus to Yiddishkeit, but by Purim, you can bring them into the dance. The Jews that are outside, on Purim, there's a tremendous, tremendous koyach to bring them in. That they should become part of the simcha of Yiddishkeit. But even within oneself, there's that part that's called Rabim Me Ameh Ha'aretz. Misyahadim. Because the month of Adar, ever since Purim, before, there's Mesugal to change the Ben Oini into Ben Yamin. To bring the entire self into the dance. So not only was the Gzeiros Misa cancelled, but to this day, there's no other time of the year where the word L'chaim is heard as often as on the day of Purim. The whole day is called L'chaim. But there was supposed to be a Misa because of that part of us that's dying. And if you leave it, it would just die. But on Purim, which is the month of Adar, which is Nevanaha Foichu, which is Nepach, Mi'eva Liyontiv, Mi'yogun L'simchu Mi'eva Liyontiv. So not only that there's no Gzeiros Misa, that it was nullified. It's Ad Chatzia Malchus. It's a time where there's more chiyus than any other time of the year is on Purim. It's the most chiyus is on Purim. The most life is on Purim. That's what Rabbi Nachman is talking about here. The question is how to do that. Not only on Purim. But how to live that way. So Chav Dalad begins with a very famous sentence. Mitzvah gedoyle liyos b'simcha tamid. It's a big mitzvah to be b'simcha tamid. That's very much connected to Purim Katan Davke. We'll talk a lot about Purim Katan. Because the meaning of Purim Katan is how the Ramah ends. Arachayim is Leiv Toiv Mishta Tamid. Because there's a Shaila, well, there's a Din of Simcha on Purim Katan, right? There's a Shaila, there's a Din of Simcha on Purim Katan. So the Ramah says at the end of Arachayim, it's the last thing he says at the end of Arachayim. It's no Leiv Toiv Simcha Tamid. Why do we have to talk about this anymore? Leif toiv simcha tamid l'chaim. Leif toiv, a good heart is simcha, is always happy. Leif toiv simcha tamid. The Indian Shnei Tmidim is because Shulchan Aruch Chaim begins with Shivis Hashem Nagdi Tamid. So that's the tamid that Shulchan Aruch begins with, Aruch Chaim. And it ends with Leif toiv mishta tamid. Those are the Shnei Tmidim. that a Jew has to live with. Shivisa Hashem Negdi Samid and Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid. Those are the two Tamidim. Tamidim means Tamid, means always. Simcha. A person who lives with Shivisi, Hashem Negdi Samid, is able to come to a Madrega of Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid. A good heart is always besimcha. It's always partying. Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid. The Ramah puts an end to the whole discussion. Is it a Simcha Purim Katan? It's not a Simcha Purim Katan. Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid. Mitzvah Gedayla Diyas Besimcha Tamid. Ule Hezgaber Laharchi Ka'atzvus Omar Shchar B'chal Koichoi. It's a big mitzvah, Rabbi Nachman says. No, again, nobody ever worded it this way, said it in such a way. It's a big mitzvah. Mitzvah Gedayla Diyas Besimcha Tamid. Ulez gaber laharchi ka'atzvus to be mezgaber, and to laharchi ka'atzvus to drive out all sadness and marshchayr and depression, b'chol koicha with all of your koichas. B'chol hachayla saboyin al adam, all sicknesses that come upon a person, all disease, all sickness. Kulam boyin rak mikilkal asimcha, all sickness comes from kilkal asimcha. From ruined simcha, from atzvus, from sadness. Ki yesh asara minei negina. There are 10 types of negunim. Ki yesh asara minei negina. There are 10 types of negina. Shem b'china simcha, which express the perfection of joy. Different levels of simcha. Kamosha kosev, as it says in Tillim, Alei Asor, the instrument Alei Asor is called Asor, by Alei Novel. Ki simachtani Hashem b'farlecha. Alei Asor is a remez to the 10 types of Nagina. This, of course, is the side of the Tikkun Klali, with the 10 Kapitlach Tehillim, the Asor Mine Nagina. And the 10 places on the body where there's a pulse, where chiyus, the life force and vitality of a person can be felt. And the asara mine negina, as Rabbi Nachman says, the elu yud mine negina boin besech asara mine defakin. The 10 negunim enter into. The 10 types of song enter into the 10 pulses of the body. When the person is losing his pulse, he's dying. And the Asar Mine Negina, the 10 Kibbutz Tehillim, and Simcha Bechlal, are Mechaya the person, and therefore the 10 types of Negunim give life to the 10 pulses on the body. And therefore, that when there's a kilkel chalila, a pagam in the simcha, when the simcha is damaged, shebechinas yud minei negina, simcha in its perfected state consists of the 10 negunim, 10 types of negin. Shema simcha kanal. Then what happens is, then the 10 places of pulse are damaged. Because all sicknesses are included or are manifested in the 10 pulses. And all of the negunim of the world, even the song of the songs, like Ibn Nachman says, of the blades of grass in the field, kol minei negunim are included, all songs that were ever written, that anybody ever sang, are included in the 10 minei negina. Uchvi kilkel asimcha v'hanigin, and if God forbid one ruins the simcha and the nigin. Kein bo chalas kanal. Then there's sickness that is manifested in the weakening of the pulse in these 10 places. And even medical doctors have discussed this at length. Shakol, we know that Rabbi Nachman was not fond of doctors. Shakol ha-chaylas ayidei marish shcharev ha-atzvus. That the root of all sickness is depression and sadness. They know more about that now than ever before. Va-simcha hi-rufu ha-gedayla. And that simcha is a tremendous cure, a tremendous refuah. Lo osed in the future tisgadla simcha moed. The simcha will be very great. Va'al kein omru rabbi sinis achron levorach, and therefore Chazal say, osed akash boruch li es roish choyla la tzadikim lo osed lovada. Hashem is going to stand at the roish choyla, which means he will lead the circle of the dance. What's odd, Rabbi Nachman points out, is that the word choyla or mechol, the same word for dance is what? Sickness. The point is to change the sickness into a dance, to bring the sickness into the dance. Tani shiasa mochel tzadikim, that Hashem is going to make a mochel, a big dance, a circle of the tzadikim. V'yizbarach yeroish chayla. What does it mean, roish chayla? That Hashem is going to be the Rosh Chayla, the head of the circle, of the dance. Ki shchin l'malim r'ashoyisev shel chayla. Chazal say that the shchin is always by the head of the person who is sick. The shchin is there. If you don't sit by the Rosh HaChayla. It's a din. The Shechina is shayr by the Rosh HaChayla. K'moy Shadar, Shabbi Senzachon Levrach, there in the Dorm, Shenemar, Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Devoy, Ke'en la'achayla shum chiyas. What's a chayla? A chayla doesn't have any chiyas, he's dying. The only way that he remains alive is v'akash Shechina mechayo, he say. It's because the Shechina is the Rosh HaChayla. And the Shechina, as long as the Shechina is present, so then the Chayla is able to go on living. Shechina l'roish simcha. Now the Rebbe says on a deeper level means that lo'osid v'lo'osid in the future are they asimcha yistak and kol achalos kanal. Hashem is roish l'chayla, will lead the dance. The Shechina kadosha will bring such a simcha that all sickness will be cured, and Am Yisrael will come back to life. And then Hashem will bring the Malachim Avos into the dance, and Hashem will lead the dance. Because the simcha is the tikkun of the chayla, is the cure of the chayla. It's the need of tikkun klali. And that's why simcha and rikudin and dancing is called chayla, a machal. Came tikkun achalas kanal, because singing and dancing is the key to curing the yogoin anocha, to overcoming death, the malchum avos. Baklal. And the klal is the Jew has to, with all of his koiches, he has to push himself to always be b'simcha. Because the nature of a human being is to be drawn and to draw himself deep into depression and sadness. Because of all the tzaras, difficulties that take place in Zman and time and life. There's an expression the Jews have, ein rega b'loy pega. There isn't a moment without some misery. You know what Rabbi Nassim said about that? Ein rega b'loy pega. Ein pgiya alaloshin tefillah. Vayivka b'mokam. Ein rega. There shouldn't be a moment in your life without davening. That's what he said. V'chol odom mole yisurim. And a person, every person, if he lets himself go, if he starts getting into that inyan of Marish Chayra, his life is Mali Yisurim. His whole life is filled with Yisurim. It's filled with Yisurim. Al-Kain Tzarech L'Achvich Yisatzon B'chol B'koyah Godli as B'simcha Tomid. He has to force himself into the dance to be B'simcha Tomid. L'Sameach Yisatzon B'chol Asher Yuchal to be B'Sameach himself. B'chol Asher Yuchal in any way that he can. This sadness that is the condition of life in this world. The Svarim say goes back to the beginning by the Chait, at the beginning by the Nochash V'ofa Toichal Kol Yemei Chayach. That curse of eating dirt, that your whole life feels like has no time, feels like tastes like dirt. That no matter how many good things you have in your life tastes bad. The Atzvus, the Svarim say, the Atzvus is that which consumes a person. It eats away at a person's entire existence. And that began with the Chet in Gan Eden. The Inyan of the Gzeira that was in Shushan was a Gzeiras Misa, was the Inyan of the Nochash. The Nochash is the Malach HaMavis. Mordechai and Esther was sent to give us back our Chiyas, to teach us to sing, to Asar Minei Negina. The Tzaddik teaches us how to sing. The Tzaddik teaches us the Negunim. And in doing so, brings the pulse back. We were supposed to die in Adar. We were supposed to die. And Mordechai and Esther, the Tzaddikim, that taught us the Asar Minei Negina and brought back the pulse that we should be able to live. And the Shechinah's Reish Chayla, the dancing of Purim. Now look at the next words in Rabbi Nachman. Ulesameach esatzim b'chol asher yuchal. What? Va'afilu b'mila d'shtusa. Va'afilu b'mila d'shtusa means even with what? Nourishkeit. Afilu b'mila d'shtusa to be mesameach yourself with nourishkeit. Not anything that's also. But b'mila d'shtusa. That's Purim. The whole Purim is mila d'shtusa. Nourishkeit. People who are normally b'kovedik of people. That act like fools. Mila d'shtusa. The ikkar is to be b'simcha tamid, even if b'mila d'shtusa. Av shegam lev nishbahu toiv ma'od. Aye, we know that a broken heart is taka. There's something good about a broken heart. Im kolze, he says like the Balatanya, im kolze harak be'ezer shah, like the Alter Rebbe says, be'ezer shah, only a set designated time. Mamish like in Netanya, but Yom, to set aside a certain time for a few minutes, not sadness, it's not the same thing, but sebrachenkeit, to break the heart, l'shar b'liboy, and what? And l'farsi chosel, to cry out to Hashem, k'muvo etzleinu, like we talk about kol ha'yom kuloy, but the whole day, sarach li'es b'simcha. That's the ik. Tamid. And you have to be very careful because from a broken heart you could very easily slip into depression. Simcha could potentially lead to halulus. What does it mean, halulus? What's halulus? A kind of a wildness, you know, something that's not so good. Simcha can lead to halulus. It could lead to abandonment. To a certain kind of a wildness. It can. There's a joke that the Chassidim say about the Misnagdim, that I'm sure you know, that, because there are a lot of jokes made against the Chassidim, so occasionally you're going to take a shot back. So there's a mitzvah to bring them into the dance also, they're Jews. They say, you know, that by Kriyas and Megillah you have the psukim that we lay to the Niggun of Eicha, right? we learned to the Nigan of Eicha, Eva got the Yehudim. So the Misnagdim, so somebody Chosid asked the Misnagdim, so why is it that only those few psukim that you lay to the Nigan of Eicha? So he said, because they don't want, they shouldn't come to, they shouldn't be hoilulas. If there'd be too many, it would make a Misnagdim too happy if there would be more sad psukim. And they don't want, there should be hoilulas, chas v'shalom. Purim will have to be besimcha, but it shouldn't be hoilulas. It shouldn't get wild. And get too wild if there be, you know, hoilulas. There are different versions in Gersis that to have of that. It's the same mahalach about the malchus of sadness and what to do about that. But Rabbi Nachman says that there's a greater danger of slipping from a broken heart into depression than slipping from simcha into hoilulas. If he says afilu b'mila d'shtus. Even Bermilishtus. Kizekar of Yoisel over Milev Nishbal Amar Shchar Al Kain Sarshi Besimcha Tamid. Therefore, the Iker Rabbi Nachman says is to Besimcha Tamid. Besimcha Tamid. Like Beshom Yuched is Yeloi Lev Nish, but to take aside and make a time, Mamish to the second, and that's the time, and not more than that, only for that time and that time alone. There's an Indian of Lev Nishba, not sadness, but be careful, just a Lev Nishba. How that works, we're not going to go into right now. That's a big Torah, the difference between Atzvus and Shvius Alev, and so on. Merirus, like you see a lot in Chabad Chassidus. It's an Avoida. But that's not for now. But the Ikra Avoida, of course, is Lies B'Simcha Tamid. Okay, so Be'ez HaShem's Baruch, I think next week we're going to have a special, we're not going to have the Shia. Next week is Raz Hartman's going to be here. We're going to be working on the Asar Minei Negina, Mitzvah Hashem. And we'll continue the following week. But so we'll learn and look at their lines.